Hi, and welcome back to A Twist of Fate. This week's episode, we are talking about David Parker Ray, aka the Toy Box Killer. Not much is actually known about David Parker Ray. What is known is that he was born in 1939 in Belen, New Mexico. He had mainly been raised by his grandfather. However, he would often see his abusive father. As a kid, he would be bullied by the other kids around him for being shy around girls, which drove him to drinking and doing drugs. He had also served in the army, however, was honorably discharged at the end of his enlistment. Ray was also married and divorced 4 times. He started his killing spree in the mid-1950s, however, it wasn't pointed out until Cynthia Vigil escaped his torture. 22-year-old Cynthia had been hooking in a New Mexico parking lot on March 19, 1999, when a man who claimed that he was an undercover officer told her that she was under arrest for solicitation of sex work before putting her in the back of his car. Ray brought the 22-year-old to his soundproof trailer that he called his toy box. Before Cynthia would be forced to go through this torture, on the cassette, Ray explains to her that she must only call him master and his partner mistress, and that she was not allowed to speak unless she was spoken to first. Overall, Ray explained that he was going to rape and torture her. In a later interview, Cynthia had said, "The way he talked, I didn't feel like this was his first time. It was like he knew what he was doing. He told me I was never going to see my family again. He told me he would kill me like the others." On the third day, while Ray was at work, his girlfriend had accidentally left the keys to Cynthia's chains on a table close to where Cynthia was. When she left the room, Cynthia took the chance and was able to reach the keys and unlock herself. Ray's accomplice tried to stop her, however, Cynthia was able to stab her in the neck with an ice pick when she had gotten too close. She then ran out of the trailer naked, only wearing a slave collar and the padlock chains. Out of desperation, she knocked on the door of a mobile home close by. The person brought her in and called the police for her, who then arrested Ray and Hendy. After the couple had been arrested, Ray's home and his toy box were searched. Inside the trailer, investigators found a gynecologist table in the middle of the room, a mirror mounted on the ceiling so that his victims could watch their own brutal torture. The floor had whips, chains, pulleys, straps, clamps, spreader bars, surgical blades, saws, and sex toys just thrown around. There was a wooden table that Ray would use to keep his victims bent over so that him and his friends could rape them. The trailer walls had diagrams drawn on them showing different techniques to inflict pain. Officers had even found a videotape dated 1996 of Ray and his girlfriend torturing and raping one of his victims. Due to the publicity, another woman had come forward to share her story. That woman was, she had been found by police, however, no one really followed up with what actually happened. He would use drugs that would cause amnesia and memory loss so that his victims wouldn't be able to properly recall what they have gone through. Now, with the two surviving victims testifying against Ray, detectives were able to be harder on his girlfriend, who broke quickly and told them everything she knew. She told them that they were also working with Ray's daughter and their friend, Dennis Roy Yancey. Dennis, in fact, confessed that he had played a role in the murder of Marie Parker. Marie had been abducted in 1997 and put through the same torture as Cynthia, before Yancey strangled her to death. After police released very little detail about the woman in the 1996 video, she was formally identified by her ex-mother-in-law as Kelly Garrett, who used to be friends with Ray's daughter. Angelica had been with Ray's daughter on July 24, 1996, after she had gotten into a fight with her ex-husband. While at a local bar, Ray's daughter roofied Kelly's beer before Ray put a dog collar and leash around her neck and took her to the toy box. For 2 days, he raped and tortured her, keeping her on the date rape drug the whole time. Kelly was killed on the second day, and her body was dropped off on the side of the road. Fortunately, she had survived the attack. However, no one believed her story. Her husband actually believed that she cheated on him that night and filed for a divorce that same year. She could only remember that she had been attacked by the toy box killer because of the drugs he had kept giving her. The drugs also affected many of the women testifying, which made it harder for the jurors to believe their stories. While searching the trailer, a diary was found that listed in detail at least 50 other women that had fallen victim to the toy box killer. Even with the evidence, they couldn't charge Ray with any of them. Hendy and Yancey had given locations of those bodies. However, investigators never actually found any human remains at any of those locations. A decision had been made that Ray would be tried for each case in 3 trials. The first for the attack on Cynthia Vigil, then for Angelica Montano, and the last would be for Kelly Garrett. The first trial concluded with a mistrial and then a retrial. During the retrial, Ray was convicted on all 12 counts. Angelica Montano unfortunately died before her trial. Ray had ended up being sentenced to 224 years in prison. His daughter was sentenced to 9 years, and his girlfriend was sentenced to 36. David Ray died only 3 years into his prison sentence on May 28, 2002 from a heart attack. Dennis Yancey was convicted of Marie Parker's murder in 1999 since there was pretty concrete evidence because Ray recorded the act. He was paroled 11 years later. However, after being released for only 3 months, he had violated his parole and was put back in prison, where he is until sometime this year. Ray's girlfriend Cindy, who had testified against him, was released on July 15th, 2019 after she served 2 years of her parole in prison.